Markala, in his subdued way, was also offended. He took some top executives he had secretly lined up before he left. That's not the way you do things. It was ungentlemanly. Over the weekend, both the board and the executive staff convinced Scully that Apple would have to declare war on its co-founder. Markala issued a formal statement accusing Jobs of acting in direct contradiction to his statements that he wouldn't recruit any key Apple personnel for his company. He added ominously, "We are evaluating what possible action should be taken." Campbell was quoted in the Wall Street Journal as saying he was stunned and shocked by Jobs's behavior. Jobs had left his meeting with Scully thinking that things might proceed smoothly, so he had kept quiet. But after reading the newspapers, he felt that he had to respond. He phoned a few favored reporters and invited them to his home for private briefings the next day. Then he called Andy Cunningham, who had handled his publicity at Regis McKenna. "I went over to his unfurnished mansion-y place in Woodside," she recalled, "and I found him huddled in the kitchen with his five colleagues and a few reporters hanging outside on the lawn." Jobs told her that he was going to do a full-fledged press conference and started spewing some of the derogatory things he was going to say.